In our study of the Psalms, especially Psalm 119, this great psalm concerning the Word of God, we come to the letter Kaf. And again, we'll find eight verses that will begin in this acrostic psalm with Kaf. We begin in 81. Kalata litshuatcha nafshi. Ledivarcha yichalti. My soul, and the verb here, chalata, can be something like I'm dying for, I'm consumed, literally, for your salvation. I want it so badly. I'm consumed with that idea. I'm dying for it. And the verb, kala, is a lamed he verb, cal perfect, third feminine singular, with the final hey changing to a tav, and we have kalata because of that. And notice the desire of the psalmist is wanting more than anything else the Lord's deliverance or the Lord's salvation. Litshuatcha is from the noun teshua, meaning salvation. And notice the lamed is the inseparable preposition with the noun teshua, and it becomes teshuat in construct with the pronominal suffix ha, second masculine singular pronominal suffix. Nafshi is from the noun nefesh, meaning soul, and in construct it becomes nafsh, and the E is the pronominal suffix, first person singular. And since nefesh is feminine, the verb then is a third feminine singular, again from kala. So my soul is really consumed for your salvation. It's sort of like if we were going to bring it into our thinking, I'm dying to experience your salvation. I can't wait for it, is the idea. Please bring it to me. And then he goes on, Lidvaracha yichalti. In your word, or to your word, I hope. Again, the inseparable preposition, the lamed, is followed by the noun devar. And notice devar here is in construct with cha, and so it becomes a devar with the shortening of the kamatz to a shava, and we have the pronominal suffix cha. So to your word, yichalti, I hope. Yichalti from yichal to hope. Notice it is a PL perfect first common singular with the T suffix, the I vowel giving it away as a PL. And the chet does not need a doggish forte to show doubling because it is virtually doubled by the harshness of the guttural. So he really wants to see the Lord's salvation, and he finds that that hope of salvation lies in his word. In our lives, more than anything else, if we can trust in the Word of God, that's where we find our deliverance in daily struggles and things that we may go through in life. And so the psalmist is giving that word that we can apply to our lives. He goes on in verse 82, Kalu einai le'imratecha le'mor matai tenachameni. My eyes fail, and here we have the same verb, for your word, saying, when will you comfort me? Chalu, or kalu, is the cal perfect, third common plural from kala again. It's a lamed hey verb where the hey has elided or dropped out in this plural form. U is the sign of the suffix showing a third common plural verb. Einai is from the noun ayin, meaning I, and a nayim becomes, which is the dual form, becomes ein in construct, followed then by I, the pathak yod, which is your pronominal suffix, put on plural nouns. So my eyes are failing. They basically are consumed for your word. Again, sort of dying for your word. My eyes are strained in looking for relief that your word can bring to me. Le'imratecha, le is the inseparable preposition again, and imra is the noun for word. And notice the final he has a tav in this singular noun construct that is in construct with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So my eyes fail. They basically are strained as I'm looking for your word intensely, seems to be the idea, saying, Lemor matai tenachameni, saying, when will your word come? Notice, Lemor is from the root amar. It is a cal infinitive construct. And we would just translate it saying, and matai, the adverb when, tenachameni, interrogative use of the adverb here, when will you comfort me? Notice, tenachameni is from nacham, meaning to comfort. And when you look at the pointing, it has a shava followed by a pathak, which indicates that we're looking at a PL stem, and it's the PL imperfect, second masculine singular from nacham, to comfort. And notice the noon is connecting us to the pronominal suffix e, which is the first common singular pronominal suffix. So it's like a hinge taking us to the final pronominal suffix. So when will you comfort me? I'm looking for your comfort, the psalmist is saying. And then notice, as we think about this, the thought would come to us that in life we need to have that same attitude. We need to long, straining, if we could put it that way, looking to the Lord and to His Word for our relief and struggles of life and whatever we might be going through. And we ask the Lord, when will you comfort me? His comfort comes from His Word. This is what is implied here. And so the psalmist, again, is looking at the Word for God's comfort. He wants to get into the Word. And how we need that in our own lives, that same desire. And then in verse 83, as he continues, Ki hayiti kenod bekitor, hukecha lo shechachti. For I have become like a skin, literally, in smoke, like a wine skin. In smoke is the way that I have become, in thick smoke. Chukecha lo shechachti. Your statutes or your testimonies I have not forgotten. Notice, ki, the conjunction, for, hayiti, I am become. Hayiti is the cal perfect first common singular from haya. And notice the T is the pronominal, is the suffix showing a first common singular. So I am become ke nod. Ke is the inseparable preposition as, And nod is a noun meaning skin. As a skin, in, be is the preposition in, inseparable again, kitor, as a skin in thick smoke, or smoke. Kitor is the noun meaning smoke. Often, in the ancient Near East, skins of wine would be hung up in the houses to allow for the escape of smoke, since there were no chimneys. And the idea here is that these skins become shriveled up. And so I become shriveled up, just like that, in my soul. But your statutes, chukecha, notice chukecha is from the noun chok, meaning statue, and in the plural, it becomes chukeh in construct here with the segol yod, followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So your statutes, I have not forgotten. Lo is the negative particle. Shechakti is from the verb shechach, to forget. And notice the T is your suffix that goes on to that first common singular. So your statutes I have not forgotten. Even in the midst of feeling shriveled up and just like skin, that smoke, wineskins have gone through and shriveled it up. That's the way I feel, the psalmist is saying. But in spite of that, I have not forgotten your statutes. And I think in life, sometimes we can feel just like that, shriveled up in our emotions, in our life, whatever may be going on. But like the psalmist, we must not forget the Lord's statutes, what He has carved out for us to read and to get encouragement by from His Word. Paul will tell us in the book of Romans, chapter 15, that God's Word gives us consolation, and that's why it was written. And so we need to go to His statutes, and we need to be there, even in times when we feel shriveled up, so to speak. We must not forget His statutes. And again, shechakti is from the root shechach, to forget, and it's a cal perfect first person singular with the T suffix. As we move on then to verse 84, kama yamei avdecha, how many are the days of your servant? Matai ta'aseh berodefai mishpat. Kama is an interrogative adverb, which we would translate how many, and then yamei is from the noun yom, but it's in the plural here. Yom becomes yamim in the plural, but yamei with the shiva and then the seriyod is the plural noun in construct, masculine noun in construct with abdecha, which is your servant. Abdecha is from the noun evad, meaning servant, and cha again is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, and we have it in construct here, avdecha. And so, how many are the days of your servant? And it seems that what the psalmist is wanting us to hear is that he doesn't have many days. His days may be short, that he's addressing the Lord in that way. And so he goes on to say, Matai ta'aseh berodefai mishpat. When will you execute judgment on those that are pursuing me? In other words, when, how long is it going to be? The adverb, followed by ta'aseh. Ta'aseh is from the root asa, to do, and it is a cal imperfect, second masculine singular from asa. When will you do judgment? Mishpat is the noun that means judgment. And so we could render this, when will you bring about or execute judgment? Berod defy on those who persecute me, who pursue me with the idea of persecuting me. Notice, be is that inseparable preposition again, and rodafai is from radaf, to pursue, with the idea, no doubt, of persecuting. And what we have here is a cal active participle followed by the pronominal suffix I, first common singular, but it's put on plural participles or plural nouns, that is the pathak yod pronominal suffix, over against the hirik yod, which basically is used for singular nouns. So when or how many are the days of your servant, and when will you do judgment, execute judgment against those who are persecuting or who are pursuing me? The psalmist wants to know how long he's going to have to face those that are pursuing him without God stepping in judgment. And so he's asking that question, when will that be, Lord? And so again, the psalmist is going through some difficult times from those who are pursuing him in a negative way. But he turns his case over to the Lord. I'm reminded of Paul in Romans. We're not to avenge ourselves. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. And so we're to do good to everyone, and to whatever happens, the Lord is going to write the records someday of what happens in life. And I think that's what the psalmist is pleading for. He's calling for the Lord to judge his situation and his case. So as we move on to verse 85, Karuli Zedim Shichot Asher Lo Chetoratecha. The proud have digged pits for me, which is not according to your law. Karu is the cal perfect third person plural, common plural with the u again, and it's a lamed hey verb from kara, to dig, and the final hey has dropped out in this plural form. So they dig for me. Li again is the inseparable preposition in the lamed, followed by the first common singular pronominal suffix in the e, that is the proud. Zedim is a noun that means proud or arrogant, and it's in the plural. And so what he's really saying is the insolent. It's from Zayd in the singular, meaning to be presumptuous or insolent or arrogant. So the arrogant ones, and notice the im is plural, masculine plural, have digged pits. And shichot is from the noun shicha, meaning a pit. And notice the ot is the plural, feminine plural, suffix. So they have, the proud ones, or the arrogant ones, have dug pits for me to fall in, I think is the idea that the psalmist is getting at here, which asher la lo, which is not. Notice the relative pronoun asher, followed by the negative particle lo, which is not, chetoratecha, according to your Torah. Che is again your inseparable preposition, rendered here as or according to, and toratecha is from Torah, meaning Torah. Notice the at puts it in construct with the pronominal suffix ha in your helping vowel in the segol here. So, which is not according to your Torah or according to your word. And so basically, he sees himself as being judged, being a victim, as it were, and those who are doing this are basically arrogant and proud, and they don't care what the Word of God is saying, what the Torah is saying. And so he's describing, again, his struggle, and his trust is going to be the opposite of what they're doing, and that will be in the Torah of the Lord, in the instruction of the Lord. But those who are persecuting him, the proud, are not doing it according to the Lord's instructions, because he wouldn't instruct and allow people to do that which is hurtful to anyone. So he goes on, after describing his plight, in verse 86, to say, Kol mitzvotecha amunah, all of your commandments are faithful. Sheker redafuni ozreni. They persecute me, or they pursue me, or persecute me falsely, or with a lie, and then he cries out, help me. Notice, as we look at this text, he describes the Lord's commandments, all the totality of your commandments. Here we have the noun, totality, followed by mitzvotecha from mitzvah, meaning commandment, and mitzvot is the feminine plural with the ot ending, and then we have the pronominal suffix cha, but we have that plural form in construct with cha again, with the segol yod, which is showing a plural form here, of mitzvah, becoming mitzvot, in construct with cha. So all of your commandments are faithful. Emunah is the noun that means faithful, a feminine noun. All of God's commandments, actually, the word emunah means faithfulness. God's commandments are going to be in faithfulness against the falsity of those who are pursuing him. And so he's coming back to God's faithful word, the faithfulness of his word. We as Christians can trust the word of the Lord and what it teaches us. It's going to be faithful. And so we can rely upon it, trust upon it, all of his commandments are faithfulness. But the opposite is with reference to those who are pursuing him. Sheker, with a lie, redafuni, they persecute me, or they pursue me. Notice the noun, or the verb, radaf, means to pursue, and hence no doubt here with persecution, and it's the cal perfect third common plural from radaf, followed by e, the pronominal suffix, first person singular, and the nun is the helping consonant that brings us to e here, following the shurik. So they persecute me. Sheker is a noun that means a lie or with falsehood. And so we can supply maybe beh sheker, like with falsehood. So they persecute me in a false way. And so he cries out to the Lord, Ozreni, help me. This is from the verb azar, to help. And notice it is an imperative. We have a kametz chatuf here, an O-class vowel, and a closed syllable. And so he's crying out, help me. The tseri is a helping vowel to get us to the nun, and the final e, which is your pronominal suffix, first common singular. So, help me is his cry. And again, he goes to the Lord for his help, for his support, and he realizes that he's going to find it in his word, because all of God's commandments are basically in faithfulness. And so when he's facing the struggles of life from those who are pursuing him in a false way, he cries out to the Lord for help. The source of our help is the Lord and his promises of faithfulness. He promises to never leave us nor forsake us in Matthew 28. We're promised as Christians that nothing can ever sever us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus in Romans chapter 8. So we must go to Scripture, as the psalmist does, and to God's faithful commandments when we are in life and under variant circumstances that have us struggling. Then we find in his commandments absolute faithfulness. Then as we go on, it says, Kim'at kiluni va'aretz, va'ani lo asavti fikudecha. Almost. Almost. And that's interesting, the adverb. Not totally, but almost. And here we have an adverb. Almost. Literally, as a little, but with the preposition ke, it means simply almost. Almost, but not totally, they had consumed me upon the earth. Kaluni, or kiluni, is from the verb kala, meaning to consume. It's the same one we saw in 81, verse 81 and 82. And it is the PL perfect, third person plural from kala, with the E, the pronominal suffix. And notice the I vowel gives it away as a PL, followed by the dogish forte in the lamed. So those who were pursuing him, not totally, but almost, almost consume me ba'aretz, upon the earth. Ba is the preposition on or in, and aretz is the noun meaning earth. Ba'ani, but as for me, and this is emphatic here, va, here is contrastive use of the va, meaning but, ani, ani is just your personal pronoun. Lo azavti fikudecha. Lo is the negative particle not. Azavti is from the root azav, to forsake. So I have not forsaken, and it is the cal perfect first common singular from azav, with the T suffix again showing it's a first common singular. So I have not forsaken fikudecha, your precepts. Notice fikudecha, pikud means precept. And in the plural, it becomes pikudim. But in construct here, in the masculine plural form, we have the segol yod. And so we would render it the precepts of you, or your precepts. And ha
is the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And so I almost was consumed by those who were hurtful toward me, the psalmist is saying, who were pursuing me and persecuting me, but I, as for me, I have not forsaken your precepts. So in the midst of the struggles of life, again, he brings us back to the precepts of the Lord, remembering his word. And I'm reminded of the Lord, even upon the cross, on his lips, he was quoting scripture. When he quoted a text like, my God, from Psalm 22, why have you abandoned me? And calling upon him for help. And into your hands I commit my spirit. As he quotes that great text from Psalm 33. And so all the way through, the psalmist is encouraging us, and our Lord shows the modeling of that, that in the midst of struggle, one needs to go back to those precepts of the Lord in his Torah. And so finally, in 88, Kechastecha chayeni ve'eshmera edut picha. According to your loyal love or your kindness, give life to me. And notice ke is again that inseparable preposition. Chastecha is from chesed, meaning loyal love or covenant loyalty. It's in construct, a noun in construct, with the pronominal suffix cha, second masculine singular. Chayeni is from chaya, meaning to quicken. And notice it's a PL, imperative, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix e, from chaya. And the pathak, doubling of the yod, the middle radical, shows that we're looking at a PL imperative. And so quicken me, or give life to me, according to your faithful covenant loyalty, your loving kindness. And looking forward then to how I will respond, v'eshmera edut picha, and I will observe the testimony of your mouth. Notice ve is just your preposition, and your conjunction, and we might translate this in order that, in other words, quicken me, that I can have life to go on to keep and observe the precepts or the testimony of your mouth. So the ve here is probably a use, sort of a causative use or a purpose, showing purpose, I should say, in order that, the purposeful use of the vav here, in order that I may keep. Eshmera is from the root shamar. It means to keep. And notice the intensity of the ah here, showing it's very intensive in its form. And it's a first common singular, kal imperfect, from shamar. In order that I may keep, edut means testimony. And then it's in construct with picha. And P is the noun for mouth, and Ha is the pronominal suffix, again, second masculine singular. So quicken me, give life to me, according to your loving kindness, in order that, for the purpose that I might observe the testimony of your mouth. That is, what you have taught, what you have presented in your word, that I might do it and that I might observe it. So help me out, save me, that I might be able to observe the testimony of your mouth. He longs for to be able to continue in life and health, that he might obey God's word. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of the most important things that we can do as Christians, as believers who believe in Jesus, is to ask for life and quickening so that we can obey Him, so that we can follow Him, so that we can obey His Word. And I like here the testimony of His mouth. Jesus, when He was in the temptation in Matthew chapter 4, of Satan, said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so our hearts should be the same, that we need to live in the word of the Lord, in His Torah, in His Scripture, so that we can observe to do what He has asked us to do.